Wow, folks.
Coming in from the streets this week.
Yes, we are from the streets. We've been in the streets. We've been in the grind since day one. Everybody knows that. Ski Mask Collective, episode 187. It's huge. It's a milestone episode, people. I mean, we're breaking history. Each and every week, we come right here to break history, and people talk about the clips, as we've seen in the last week. Oh, they're showing the clips of us. KB mentioned Ski Mask. I don't know how many times this week.
He loves it. Big fan.
Oh, he loves the Mr.
Probably
Mask.
Right. Hello, Kevin. I know you're watching.
Hey, Mr. Brennan. Listen, we're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers, so we'd love to do a Chad Free Fridays or even a Chad for a regular week. It's fine with me.
Yeah, we're not scared. It's the other guy who continually for years doesn't let is too scared to be on the same show with us because, you know, we'll bury him
right.
And laugh. We'll bury him in laughs.
That's what I was going to say. If we do go to the August 19th Atlantic City show, we should put it out there. And I guarantee you we'll take bets from, of course, our fine viewers that there's a no-show from a certain party because we will be there.
It's funny you say that. I had it on my little gay list to bring up. Do you think, I'll tell you my answer. I was going to ask you if you think Chad will even make it to MLC Palooza, as in, like, be a part of the show.
Still. I don't think so at all.
I don't think so either.
I think he's scared. He's scared for the fans. That's why I was going to say, you know, I was thinking about it this week. We should take bets on whether he's going to make it or not, whether we go or don't go.
I mean, I guarantee you whether he's part of the show or not, he's not going to go. He'll make up an excuse when it's going to be because he's scared and doesn't want to get made fun of by the fans. I'm saying he'll be out of the Kevin Brennan business.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. He'll be out of the MLC business by it's August. That's plenty of time.
I'll take that. Something's got to happen this summer, something big.
Yeah. Agreed. No, that's what I'm saying.
He's going too far with the
going too far.
I was watching that fucking show he does yesterday. Oh my god, dude! It's like I had it on, and even my girlfriend
can't watch
was like,
he does. She was terrible.
Like, my girlfriend was like, "What the fuck is this guy's problem?" And I was like, "Oh, it's hard to explain because he was he was threatening. Well,
his
not threatening. He said
punched him. That's
he was saying
problem.
If he was going to get 300 viewers or 300 likes, he was going to show April Imholtz oversized mother." Throw up some pictures and stuff.
Yeah, so but you don't. But you don't call a comedy club and make.
Oh yeah, I'm a bad boy for doing that.
Yeah. But no. Doc's everybody's family and post pictures of people's family and girlfriends and you know. But by the way, Noah in studio today. Noah's
nice,
here, folks. There he is.
I was wondering if we had a guest.
Big fan of the show, Noah. What do you think?
Well,
typical.
Typical fan. They get right up into the moment until it's time to talk. Yeah, typical.
Then they
crazy.
Choke up like all the guests Kevin has had, all the fan guests Kevin has had on MLC. They just bomb when they're on the show.
I know most of them do. I don't know. I thought Jake's appearance was pretty good this week.
It's not. First of all, it's not. It is easy and it's not easy to do podcasting because it's not just you got to know. It's mostly knowing when not to talk. First of
right.
all. And MLC of all podcasts is one of the most difficult podcasts to be on because of Kevin's cadence. If you listen long enough, he pauses, but he's not done. So you think you can talk and you can't. So, yes. But anyway, yes, Ski Mask Palooza is coming up June 24th.
Guaranteed bigger event. Guaranteed bigger event.
We did it first.
It's a blowout. It's going to be a blowout, people. I mean, if you're planning on attending both events, I'm just letting you know right now, you're going to be wiped after the Ski Mask Palooza. You're not going to want to look at Atlantic City for years to come. You're going to have so much fun. I mean, the Palooza, it's crazy. We're talking dick molds. We're talking illicit drugs. We're talking kayaks. We're talking gambling. High stakes, people. And big guest flying in. Huge gets.
Huge.
It's going to be massive. And
kick off the summer. It's in June. By August, you're going to be wiped. And I've talked about it. That drive to Atlantic City from the New York area, I'd rather put a bullet through my skull. You're not going to want to do that twice. So,
right.
You know, if you have to do one, maybe come to ours. It'll be more more intimate. We'll meet and greet. Chad won't be, as we said, as we both agree, there's no chance Chad makes it to MLC Palooza physically or part of the show. So don't bother booking anything. Come on down. Kevin will be there at Ski Mask Palooza.
Yeah, he'll definitely be making an appearance. It's going to be huge.
He can't stay away from the tables.
He can't stay away from the tables. That's all he wants to talk about. He wants to take my money again. I won't let it happen. I'm coming back with a vengeance. And that's
wow, you're coming for your money.
I'm coming to get my money.
Wow.
I mean, that's if I do go to the August one, which I, you know, like I said, in the middle of August, folks, it's going to be a, I don't know why I chose that date. But, yes, Stevie Lou brings up a good point. You can meet and greet our intimates. I mean, it's going to be out there, especially after the dick mold competition. We're going to see, you know.
I've already got a couple messages of people who would like to purchase, well, my dick mold, but perhaps other people's dick mold. So we might, maybe we'll have like a silent auction for the dick mold.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, after the competition, we'll do a silent auction.
Yeah, we can wear monocles. You know, like
I think Cabana purveyors. King is flying in. He wants to be a part of the participants. I'm going to send him the mold, and he's going to get molded up, ready.
Yeah, you're going to help him mold.
I'd help him mold.
I had a good question from someone. Are we doing a soft mold, or are we getting erect?
See, I was thinking about that the other day too.
Maybe one of each.
Ooh. Yeah, but wouldn't we have to pay twice the money?
Yeah, we don't have money. Join the YouTube.
Join the YouTube.
Note.
We're close to 1,000.
By the way, before I even get to what I was going to say, by the way, just reminded me, did you catch that Jake Husden admitted he was a pedophile and had mutilated genitalia, and nobody on that show did a follow-up question?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
What are you guys doing, Kevin, Chad, Bob? The guy just said he had mutilated genitalia. He said he exposed himself on camera, and you go back to reading super chats? Are you retarded?
I think that's Kevin's. Kevin doesn't. When Florentine was on, he was barely paying attention. He was just reading the super chats the whole time.
I was disappointed by that. I would.
Well, big disappointment.
Jake. We'll do 2 hours on your fucking weird nuts.
There's some people out there who were scared of Jake. I think Stevie Lou didn't even want to bring his name up on Sad Jed.
Is he a powerful man? Is that why?
I don't know. I don't know what that was about. I just let it go.
Wow.
I don't know. So speaking of Sad Jed.
By the way, I didn't even get to my original point.
Of course, of course. I'm way ahead of the game.
Which, what were we talking about?
We were talking about the Palooza. All serious questions. You had some question for me about the Palooza.
We're talking about the dicks. You meant.
Oh yeah, that was the dick mold. Hard. I think hard, dude. I think we go hard.
Yeah, we'll go.
What
hard.
Do you think? Well, would you rather do soft?
I think soft would be funnier. Soft. I don't know. We're gonna have to talk.
Yeah,
about
because
oh,
if you're soft,
that's what I was gonna say. That's go what I was ahead. Gonna say. I'm sorry. Because then it turned into. Join our YouTube so we can sell out to super chats and be pieces of shit so we can buy more dick molds.
My fill our wallets.
Segue, my professional segue into if that tub, well, I shouldn't say that. That's a bit mean. If Corey Adams gets 1,000 YouTube subscribers before us, the terrorists win, China wins, Russia wins, Neil wins most of all.
Neil.
No offense to him. But one of the biggest bores on a mic, and I don't know why Kevin is trying to help him out. He literally comes on and says he doesn't want to talk about stuff. I don't get it at all.
The complete opposite of a good MLC
again,
guest.
Listen, if he gets 1,000, good for him, but I'm just letting you all know China won. Russia won.
Many.
The terrorists on 9/11 won if Corey Adams gets to 1,000. Subscribers before this channel.
Listen, folks, just share the channel. Like I said, you know, get your dead grandmother's Gmail back up and running. Yeah. It's not hard
she
to figure
sucked.
Out her password. She probably had it hidden in the medicine cabinet. Yeah.
It was 1,
and who
2,
cares?
3, 4.
Just subscribe.
Your dead grandma's
I don't even
password.
Care if you watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just give us
no,
a number.
Seriously, just never watch. Just subscribe. How many channels do I subscribe to? That's the other thing. I subscribe to a ton of channels I never watch. And it you know, I it sounds very gay, but I think the other side is gayer. I like posts and shit on Instagram and Twitter all the time. It doesn't cost anything. it's free, and I don't. It doesn't mean anything to me. I feel like people like are like, oh, he liked that. He liked it. I don't. If it gave me a chuckle, if it made me, if it just made, if anything makes me just read it, whether I like it or not, I like it because it's about interaction. I don't know what.
Throw it out there. It helps the what they call algorithm.
Yeah, stop being a bitch and like stuff. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's like you're acting like anybody gives a fuck about your likes. Just fucking like everything. Who gives a fuck? And if somebody cares about likes, you're gay.
Yeah, seriously, you are gay. If you care about viewers, likes, how much money you're getting more than the other guy, you're just gay. You love cock. It's simple as that. I mean, it's getting sad at this point.
Speaking of sad, go ahead.
Yeah, sad. Exactly. Sad chat show. You received a little bit of heat. No, I'm just saying if you're constantly talking about how many likes or you're actually looking at likes, I don't think I've ever done that. It just sounds kind of gay.
I've never looked at likes. I've never looked at. I don't even look at how this podcast does at all.
I know. I used to do the. I don't even have the app on my phone anymore. I know who's listening, you know, and I know who's hate listening and all that stuff. So, cool. Share it with your friends.
I see the same numbers everybody else sees, as in the millions that are watching us live right
millions,
now.
Millions, huge. Like
number.
I said from the beginning, we're going to be bigger than Rogan, folks. Just give it time. We're at a 187. I mean, we're slowly climbing, and it's going to be huge.
Anybody else throw up on their phone? Anybody follow Comedy Mothership and are sick of the self-aggrandizing bullshit they continue to put on their stories? It's like, we get it, you're a comedy club.
Oh, they like, try to make it like, oh, look who we have. Or...
Every night is the best show ever done.
Of course.
Everything's sold out. It's a nice club, and it is. I heard it. The headline shows are sold out through August. Great, great, great. It's just the stories, please. A woman clearly runs it. No offense to ladies, of course.
Right. Well, I think you brought it up at one point.
Of course I did.
And now I noticed it, but when these clubs are like, oh, huge secret drop-in tonight.
Yes. Oh,
and now I see it all the time. I'm like, come, who cares? It's massive, this drop-in. Whoa, you won't believe it, folks. It's insane, this drop-in. Oh, my God, you won't believe who's coming to the stage tonight. Buy the tickets. And they sell out, and it's just like, yeah, this guy's here all the time.
I don't even know half these people.
Anywho, I think Ray DeVito's live right now. We're going to go over there in a minute and check out, see what he's talking about. But he has
Sellout Ray.
He's got, Sellout Ray, who clearly believes his Instagram and Twitter DMs before he believes his friends. We talked about it on Sad Chat, but who clearly got catfished and doesn't want to admit it. It's fine, Ray. Keep selling out. We still love you, but we'll still continue to watch you sell out.
Listen, here's
good old Ray, who calls out his friends and won't call out people who actually hate him. Wow.
Bingo. Takes the path of least resistance. Not a guy who continually goes on the air and says what a piece of shit and how unfunny you are in a chat. But a guy, and this leads me to another point I wanted to make, a guy who joins the Shuli Network. Now, before I even get into the Shuli Network, let's put quotes on network. All the Shuli Network is just Shuli giving his YouTube login to different people. It's the same.
Right.
We could have Schema. We have Schema as media. We literally could sign BYB and FGTZ or...
I almost did that recently, so, and I got to thinking about it, and I was like, I honestly would have probably done it if it wasn't for the Shuli Network. I took a look at that, and I was like, you know what? Everything on my channel, I kind of want related to Ski Mask, and I want to be able to run everything. So
yes,
I didn't want to put on another show, but I did think about it.
And that's fine, but. Stop. It's like, I feel like people aren't even thinking about what they're saying and like, oh, he joined the Shuli Network. It's not a network. It's Shuli sharing his YouTube blog with people. It's not, there's no studio.
It's like a place you can go for all of these different shows.
Yeah, but it's still just a YouTube. My point is it's not a big deal to get signed. All you did was get a guy's YouTube login. So everybody, and it's not even the people's fault that are on it. Good for them. They're using Shuley's whatever 10,000 YouTube subscribers to get more views. But my point is, it's not like a thing. It's not a big deal. It's not like a real job. It's not like you had to get interviewed for it. It's not like you got a Spotify contract. It's a guy. It's literally if Ski Mask gave you his YouTube blog, and now you would be on the Ski Mask Media Network. So everybody, again, I'm sorry. Somebody has to tell the truth, and I don't pander to either side. And I, you know, I'm the alpha and the omega, as I always say. And you know, the great Stu.
It's been that way from the beginning.
Stan Sostradamus. I've never been wrong. I've literally never been wrong about anything.
Always predictions are always correct.
I'm in first place. I'm in first place in my bracket pool set up to win $700. I'm never wrong, and it's just not a big deal at all to be good for. Again, I'm not. Good for them. I'm just saying what it is. I'm not saying it's good or bad. But it's not a big deal. It's unbelievable. Truly unbelievable.
It's truly unbelievable what's going on out here.
Now, if you get signed to Ski Mask Media, that's huge because this is very
it's massive.
Exclusive.
I mean, you're signing what you're doing if you sign up to be a part of Ski Mask Media, which is, I mean, like I said, very exclusive club. You're betting on your future, folks. I mean, when the show does explode into other horizons, I mean, you're going to be like, well, I wish I would have joined
exploded
the Ski Mask Media
my
Network.
Pants.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Stevie Lou says Ray is still calling Stevie a bad person. That's fucking funny. Of course he is. Tommy says, Gino and Stancil gave out their cell phone numbers on Compound. They give zero fucks. That's what it's all about. They don't care.
Nobody cares.
Stop acting like people give a shit.
Nobody cares about comedy podcasting. The fans are all retarded, and I include myself in that. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Speaking of you calling the fans retarded, all right, we had Carlos Danger is on the Ray DeVito podcast right now. He had this to say on Sad Chad Thursday.
Tonight he was calling all the Dabbleverse people fat and drunk and old a couple of weeks ago.
You have to come on SMC for that one day. Maybe we'll book you for this weekend.
And is he wrong?
No,
is he wrong that the is he wrong that this Dabbleverse is bringing in a whole set of nerds and you know fat nerds?
I hate you, Stancil.
I thought it was just.
He said he hates you for calling the Dabbleverse just big nerds.
Again, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it. Same thing I just said about the Shuley Network. I'm just the great arbiter of truth. I see things that they are. I'm plugged into the electricity of the universe, to the protons and electrons, and I see things as they are, for better or for worse. It's really more of a curse than a blessing, folks. I'm sorry I see things as they are. But this is what the universal gods or the terrestrial gods have blessed me with, for seeing things as they are and being the great prophet of our time. Thank you.
Big prophecies going on. You were also called out on that episode by Quadfather, who said your crow's bit is the dumbest thing he's ever heard, and that you're just fishing and it's not real.
Well, actually, it's funny you say that because I had it on my list to give a crow update today. There they are. Hold on. Listen close.
Listen, folks. Wow.
So yesterday, just yesterday, or 2 days ago, I'm sorry, let me not lie, I actually had my first conversation with a crow.
Really?
I did. There was a crow in I was all prepared, walking my dogs, had my unsalted organic peanuts, pocket full of unsalted organic peanuts, because that's their
unpackaged, right? Unpackaged, just straight into the pocket.
Oh, yeah, no, just in my Patagonia vest pocket. It's Patagonia, I said. No bag, just straight in the pocket. Anytime I leave my house now, I keep unsalted peanuts in the pocket of my clothing. Don't tell the authorities so they don't put me in a facility. And yes, walking the dogs, and and what did I hear? But just that in a tree. So I started, and he was, if you'll allow me, folks, I'll give you a demonstration. He was doing that. So I kept doing it back, and then, we were just doing it back and forth to each other. And then I noticed he had a cadence to it where he would do three, and then he would do two, and then he would do three. So we would go
three, two, three.
Ah, you know, ca, 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 versus Get what I'm saying? So he would answer whatever I did, and then I gave him peanuts.
Nice.
So, and you don't want to give them too much. You don't want to give them too much because they don't
get greedy.
They don't need a lot of food. Well, they don't need a lot of food, and then it's just too much. They're just like one or two, and it makes it more special for them, you see. Ooh. But things are it's not a hat. First of all, Quadfather got me, not that it matters, got me yelled at by Gino again because I called him a fraud, and then Gino went on his wrestling rant when he was half in the bag, which
saw that.
Nobody cared about. On the thousands episode, a very, very fun time. Shout out to Gino. Congratulations. And so, yes, and he's wrong. So he was wrong about that. He's wrong. He can stand up. I'm convinced. I've seen it. I haven't actually seen it, but I'm convinced.
Right. Yeah, we did
and,
talk about
he's
that.
He's wrong
a
about
bit.
The crows. He's wrong about the crows. Shout out so to him for Steve. Wearing the shirt, though. I did see that.
Yeah, he did say fastest shipping on the market. He got the shirt in 2 days. He said that it's very comfortable, and he can't wait to get more. So shout out, Quadfather. Thanks for coming on.
SkiMaskCollective.com for the merch.
Oh, huge, huge merch is selling, folks. I mean, you want to get your hands on this stuff now. You want to get your hands on it while you can, truthfully.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Uh-oh. Who's on the horn? Is it an unknown number? Pick it up. Let's...
Hey, you want to get on the show or what? Yeah, how big is your piece?
Very large.
Are you going to be doing the dick mold in Atlantic City?
I was calling you because I wanted to gamble, you know. I wanted to see what's going down with the Higgins, but...
Yeah, we'll gamble later. See that, folks? We give away all of our money to the great casinos, the great Indian casinos.
Shout out
Are
to the
Are you
going to
do the dick mold in Atlantic City?
Yes.
All right, he's doing the dick
Who
mold.
Who do you think? Who's that? Was that a woman there?
Yeah, he's getting blown right now.
What? Ask her if it's a big piece.
I hung up.
Oh.
No, it's the same. It's the same chick that that was blowing him on the commode.
Oh wow, that's what a nice guy.
Yeah, she's real classy. She's real classy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. It's my Sunday. This is my day off. I can't
it
hear
is
that.
Your Sunday, and you
listen.
You
if
said...
if you call me, don't have a cackling hen in the background. I'm gonna hang up the phone immediately. I can't take it.
How about this? Don't call me.
Yeah,
I will say this. I gave a There's no follow up for that. Just don't ever call me. If you, I feel like we've talked about this, but if you're an adult and you just call someone out of the blue with something that's not an emergency, you should be arrested and thrown in jail for a minimum of 30 days and up to 5 years. That is totally insane. But here's how it works. Here's how it works. Unless there's like a time sensitive emergency, like whatever. We can, you know what that means. Unless it's something like that, this is how it works if you'd like to talk on the phone. You text the person. This is what I do if there's anything. The only time I talk on the phone, if it's something, as you've seen, I literally have my, I say to everybody, too convoluted to text, give me a call when you can. That's how it works. You you let the person know you got to get them on, get in their ear for a minute. You text them and say, write this down, everybody, because this is the line I use all the time.
Write it down.
Too convoluted to text. Give me a call when you get a minute. Not a big deal. Or if you say it's a big, or you can say it's a big deal, or just get happy by tonight. You know what I'm saying? But that's what you do. You never in
just pick up the phone.
You are you like I said, arrested, thrown in jail. I'll do a citizen's arrest, and I will throw you in my basement for 30 days if I see you call someone out of the blue with something that's not an emergency. Insane behavior. That's behavior that, frankly, shouldn't be part of society.
It's
selfish behavior. Childish behavior. What are you doing? Just say, call me when you get a minute. That's all. And then the other person is at their leisure to give you a ring. What do you,
right,
you think? Everybody's on your schedule?
Right.
Fuck
the world
you.
Doesn't revolve around you. It's like the lady yesterday at the fucking at the CVS. Just picking up the phone
CVS.
At the counter.
From
yeah, I had to get
Iceland?
Some prescriptions. I don't know.
No, no, the way you said it, the CVS. Oh. You said it like a fucking European tourist.
Maybe I am a European big hog.
You don't know. Nobody knows because you always wear a mask.
You're
a real hack for wearing a mask, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm a hack. I'm a nobody. I hide my name, by the way.
Right. By the way, does Godfrey have a first or last name, you know, what his best friend?
Right.
You know?
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
What's his first name? What's his last name?
Oh, you're not going to do podcasts where people use fake names? Okay, because he can't do Godfrey's podcast.
Exactly.
Anyway, what did you do at CVS?
Yeah. I was picking up a prescription, and then the lady in front of me in the line, I was kind of in a hurry, you know, wanted to get in and get out. She's like answering phone calls at the counter, you know, like, I got my doctor on the line. Here, he's going to tell you I need 40 pills, not the 20. I'm like, bitch, you're going to need a lot more of the pills if you keep taking up my fucking time. Yeah,
please.
God.
The people,
AIDS, man. Everything.
I mean, those we all, it goes without saying, people on the phone in public are the absolute dregs of society. They're the people.
How do those people exist?
I have no idea. There's a lady that comes to my gym, older lady, that does, she goes on, it's typical because it's just, it goes hand in hand with being on the phone. She goes on some old lady. She's probably like 60s, not old. She wears the same outfit every time I see her. She's always on the same elliptical, and she's always somehow talking to someone on her phone while working out. Like, what kind of life do you have if you're just on the phone all day, every day? So obviously she was molested. Something terrible has to have happened to you if you have to be on the phone at all times. That's what people don't realize. Cut through all this crap. Cut through the crap, folks. If you're on the phone all the time, or you're texting all the time, or you have to be with your boyfriend all the time, or you have to be with your girlfriend all the time, or you always have to be doing something. If you can't sit alone with your thoughts, go to a doctor, go to a psychiatrist, because something terrible happened to you that you're blocking out or that you don't want to deal with. Otherwise, frankly, kill yourself. As I've said before, it's the Bible is made by pedophiles. It's not a sin. It takes bravery and courage to off yourself.
Big courage.
So if you're thinking about it, go for it. Tell them
to do it. If you're thinking about it, you've already taken the first step into acceptance. The hardest step, you know, and then just do it. Just do it. Buy a pair of Nikes.
Just do it. Nike.
Look good going out.
Look
get
at
my
Heaven's
size.
Gate. Heaven's Gate. They all wore the same Nikes. They just did it.
Right. Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, you said you're number one in your bracket. Who did you pick for the fucking championship?
Oh, number one out of 32 people, $20 buy-in sets me up for a $600+ payday. No big deal.
Huge
sorry.
Money.
Sorry, Adobe fucking fuckstick here has to pop up every 2 minutes. It won't get off my screen. Get the fuck out of here! Get
don't
off
you love
the
technology?
Screen! Get off the screen! What is this? How many fucking times do I have to close this fucking thing out? Jesus Christ. Anyway, I picked Kansas to win, but nobody anywhere close to me has any of the teams left to win, so I'm in good shape.
I picked UConn.
I need Creighton to win today. Fuck
yeah,
UConn.
I'd like Creighton to win today as far as my parlays go.
If Creighton wins today, I'm in. If Creighton wins, I'm in. Oh, you got parlays.
Oh, I got a lot of parlays. I figured out how to bet on Chinese basketball. Let me tell you guys, far superior product, a far, far, far better fucking league than the NBA could ever dream to be. The NBA is rigged. I mean, you're talking the spread lines on Chinese basketball is 10 times better to bet on. What a way better ran league. Fuck the NBA. It stinks.
I love
overpaid.
China. Shout out China.
Shout out China for having a far better basketball league. That's all I have
China,
to say.
Remember I said, I love you. When you take over the world in the next 4 to 6 years, just remember old Stancil always liked you, China. Yeah, the NBA has totally jumped the shark. I love how that guy Ja Morant was in a club with a gun 2 weeks ago, and he got suspended for 8 games. And their whole big thing is like to stop gun violence and Black Lives Matter. And their star players waving a gun around in a club, and he misses a week of games, and that's it. It's such a fucking joke.
I love some
and then
of
ESPN
this shit.
Fucking covers about, oh, he's back, and he learned. Get the fuck out of here. If that was near you or anybody listening to this, we'd be in jail for 2 years.
Jail.
Minimum. We'd be in jail. Enough of the nonsense, and stop believing it, folks. Stop with the nonsense. Whenever you hear this stuff about, oh, he's changing this, any of us would be in jail. These owners that get DUIs, these guys that beat their wives, they'd all be in jail if they're normal people. Stop
jail.
Fucking caring about these fucking freaks. Rack me.
Rack him. Loose. I love the Ja Morant thing, too, because he grew up in a nice neighborhood, nice house. He's the only guy who ever tried to get out of the NBA. It's fucking hilarious. He didn't start doing hood rat shit until he got a paycheck.
Either of our lives, he'd be he'd think he'd be living in poverty. He lived a privileged
poverty!
Life.
Poverty!
So it's not even like he... It's one thing if you grow up in that culture and it's, you know, the gun-toting and the gun violence. You grew up in a gang and, you know, luckily you were good at basketball and made it out and you still have guys around you. You know, that's one thing. Still not okay. This guy is just doing it. He didn't do this shit till he did it. He didn't do this shit till he got in the game, baby. I'm from the streets. I've seen guns. I've carried streets. Pieces back in the day. I've done
Big
it.
Pieces.
When you do it for real, you don't want to do it when you're a man. When you're a bitch, you start doing that shit in your 20s. And you do that shit as a boy. You do that shit as a boy, and you learn your shit, and you learn you don't want to do it anymore. Not these bitch-ass NBA and NFL players toting and getting shit. Oh, that's you're 30? You're 30, and you're still doing hood shit? You're a bitch. You're a bitch or you're an idiot. Rack me again. I'm on a roll today.
Bitch, I love that you're on a roll. Speaking of rolls, what else is on your list? I'm going to finish up what's on your list, and I guess I'll let you finish out the show if you want.
Well, I got it. Well, first of all, yeah, because what you want, here's another one. You want to go out and enjoy this nice weather, don't you?
Yeah, I do want to go enjoy the nice, nice, beautiful weather. Yesterday was garbage. I'm trying to get outside and, you know, get my tan going before the big palooza. No, I have shit to do. I gotta go run around. Nobody, let me just see you, man. You podcasting all fucking day. But get to the fucking points.
No, you said you want to go enjoy the day. And let me tell you this. You couldn't pay me to do anything outside today. The first 60-degree day of spring in New England, every sheep in the world, already just on my street, I see these idiots riding bikes and fucking all the parks. I can only imagine all the freaks. I've been outside all winter like a man. I've been outside all winter like a fucking man. Almost every day with the dogs or in the parks or on the water, you needed to be 60, you fucking Texas pussy. Needed to be 60 degrees to go outside. All these fucking sheep. You couldn't pay. After this, I'm going into my gym, which is literally in a basement. It's called Underground Fitness. Go dox me there. Shout out to Underground. The best gym I've ever been a part of, by the way. The weights get all put away. They're constantly cleaning. Oh. Beautiful gym. On Hope Street in Stanford. Go dox me there. Come find me there, and I'll fucking... break your neck with my calf. But anyway, yeah, you couldn't. So I'm going to the gym after this. I'm going in a windowless basement to work out after this. Then I'm going to come back and I'm going to lock myself in a tomb and watch sports and see just how high I could possibly get. And you're going to be at, you're going to be out there elbow to elbow with people.
Well, it's I'll amazing tell you what
to
sucks.
Me. And here's the other thing. Why do people on nice days, they don't even, they just like want to go out and what is it? Some really, what is it?
Yeah,
good,
I work
good
Monday
Sunday
through Friday.
Or,
you know, Monday through Friday, I have to work and don't get outside much. It
oh,
sucks.
Speaking of the great incomparable Tim Dillon happened to mention me in his Instagram story. No big deal at all.
No big deal, folks.
About teachers sucking, and I proceeded to get messages from teachers. I woke up to messages from people who are clearly teachers, which is typical teachers. One said, what was my favorite one? What do you, oh yeah, what do you give to society? And what did I respond with? Pretty proud. I think I said, well, I don't make kids pussies for starters. And then I said, I also work 9-hour shifts, 40-plus hours a week. 12 months a year. 12 months a year. I also work 12 months a year and work 9 hours a day. And
yeah,
never,
I pay just
never
as
heard
much
back,
as you do.
Which goes to prove my point. Teachers are, again, as I've always said, if you watch the show, teachers, it's a fake job. They're glorified.
Fake.
If you've ever babysat, you could teach. It's the only job in the world, only professional job that you get a salary and a pension for that so you can call somebody the morning of to come do your job. They're called substitute teachers. That's all you need to know about teaching. And nowadays, there's no discipline. It's not like you don't have to do anything as a teacher now. Literally, they have you in handcuffs. So it's just, you work 6 hours, 8 months a year, and they still, I need more money. We don't make enough money. Get a real fucking job. And they make plenty of money. You work 8 months a year. Give me a fucking break, people. Again, I'm never wrong. I'm always right. It's all bitch shit. Teachers are mostly people, I'd say 70% of teachers, because there are some real good ones who actually care. 70% of teachers are people with arrested development who just want to be around kids because their brains never really evolved, and they just want to be, hey, look, you're good, Timmy. I want to make you feel like they make it. They want to be the person that get the, all the, here's what, cut to the chase. Here's what teachers are doing it for. They all want a letter in 5 years from an ex-student saying, you changed, oh, you were my favorite teacher. You changed
big piece. Yeah, big.
That's all. And they think they made a difference. Has any teacher, I've had teachers I liked and really liked, but has any teacher ever changed the trajectory of your life?
No.
No.
My teachers are pieces of shit.
Oh, I might have had teachers that got me interested in a subject that I wouldn't normally be interested in or whatever. No teacher changes your life. And if a teacher does change your life, then guess what you are? You want to guess?
Sheep!
Thank you! Rack you! Rack me!
Getting racked.
How many views does Ray have? Yeah, Ray's on.
I don't know. Let's tune into Ray and see what's going on over there. Give me one second here.
Rack me and rack you.
Yeah, rack us, people. Look, we're getting down to the nitty gritty. We started the Sunday broadcasting, and now let's see what's going on over there.
This is pretty funny. Shout out to Johnny Rando for this comment. Stancil puts
maybe
a
he
plow
finally
on
found
his dildo,
his calling,
on his dildo
his
bike.
Hype train toxicity.
Oh, of course, they're talking about Chad.
Kevin. Oh, send the link.
They're talking
to
about
Google
the same stuff we're talking about. Like I said, yeah. They're talking about everything we talk about. You get the news here first, folks.
He is who
send
he is.
Send the link to Husey and
maybe
tell him to come on this show. Tell him to leave that show and come on this show.
Can't use a guy like that for content.
Tell him to come finish the show with me. That's hilarious.
Okay, I'll finish though. Hold on, let me get it. Let me get Twitter pulled up here.
Yeah, let's get. That'd be hilarious if Husey, because Husey obviously likes us more. We know that. He hits me up all the time, telling me he wants to have sex with me. I think Hugh Hoogly is gay.
Really?
He's a beautiful boy. Nothing wrong with that.
All right.
Well, Hoogly, as Levy would say.
Yeah, Hoogly. Yeah, Hoogly is a beautiful boy. I like doing his show.
Hey, while you're doing that, what happened? What happened with the MLC from Friday? It never went up. Of course, the one episode is Chad Free doesn't go up. What do you know? What happened with that? Is there a reason that hasn't been uploaded?
I don't know. I don't even know if I finished the full thing.
Hashtag real job. I was at work, so I didn't see a second of it. That was the one I wanted to see because Stevie was on it, and no Chad, thank God. Somebody that actually tells the truth is on it. And it hasn't been uploaded. I guarantee you, Chad is just being a bitch. Oh, don't upload the one. He's such a fucking bitch because he knows everyone that's on that show, including most of the guests. Jake Husden. And by the way, it's H. And shout out to you. I'll give you Jake credit. It's Husdon. It's not Hudson, you fucking retards. It's Husden. And
Husden.
And he has mutilated genitalia.
All right, let's see. I sent the message. Let's see. Here we go. Hold on. Can you see it?
What am I looking for? My penis, barely. Oh, I see what's happening. Something happening off screen in the lobby there.
Oh.
Has anybody ever asked Chad, like, what would you do? What does Aaron have to do to make this stop?
Do you have Hoogly's number? Can we just call him directly?
Yeah. Do you have his number?
He dances the whole time.
I don't think so. Maybe can I call him on Instagram? I'll call him on Instagram.
But I'm gonna
question. Yeah, call. Give him a call.
Oh, actually, this is podcasting, no, folks. Whoa. Yeah,
all right, I got him. I moved him from there.
What's that?
I wonder if he could see the chat. So, he probably can't see the chats. We need Husey to leave Ray's show and come on our show. We're going to steal him live on the air, see what happens. Give him a ring.
I'm calling him on Instagram. Oh, is he still? It'd be funny if he pulled him off the show.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Oh, what? Where's the... Hold on, live. I need more than... I'm going to get some double screens. Yeah, it doesn't look like Husey's doing a lot of talking. He looks bored, like he's reading something. Hold on.
Calling the Hoogly. Still calling, which is good. He hasn't hung up.
All right, I'll call him after you get done calling him.
Calling Hoogly.
Oh, he's looking at something. Oh, yeah, I know he sees. Hold on, I think he sees it.
to criticize other
people. Look, he's looking at messages.
What are you doing? That's still success. You know, he's doing better than me sitting in front of a dresser full
said,
of
no answer.
Well, yeah, well all right, I'll give him a ring.
Talking to a bunch of bobbleheads, am I right? I just did a DC show.
That's a racist term for you know what, but.
We're trying to, of course, we're watching Ray's, Ray's show. We're trying to get Hughesy over here.
Carlos, why do you say things Hoogly that you
come
know
out, get him over. He likes
I'm calling him
now.
Hold on, we'll get him over.
Tell me about all the funny stuff she's ever said.
The first time I was ever on this podcast, it was Hughesy talking for 45 minutes about Amy Schumer. Yeah. That's why I said it. Citizen M has good questions. You should screen. We should screenshot that.
So
like
what
happened? Like
what happened with Citizen M and Chad? You said that they got in a fight yesterday.
Well, Ray's whole show's about Chad now.
Ray's whole show's about Chad. He won't talk shit about. He's basically sucking Chad off. He won't talk. He won't. He won't talk shit about a guy, and then he'll do a show about him.
Yeah, I guess.
Why is Ray talking about Chad? We did.
He was scared to come on set, Chad, because we talk about Chad. But now his whole show is talking about Chad and having guys on who also want to talk about Chad. And I thought Ray was not in the Chad business, but apparently he's in the Chad business by constantly promoting him.
He can only talk about certain things about Chad. He doesn't want to. Yeah. Meanwhile, you were on the show, and anytime you want to bring anything up, let's not talk about that. Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Well, right.
You were right. We're always right.
We're always right here. You come here first for the news, folks, and we'll give the honest hot takes and the
unfiltered, unbiased podcast hot take. Speaking of a hot take, another topic. We love topics. Show prep topics. Get your popcorn. Did you see Louis J? Did you see Luis J. Gomez's girlfriend of less than a year is moving out to New York?
Really?
Yep. Breaking news from the last Real Ass Podcast.
I did not see that.
How dumb, and good for him, how dumb are women and the girls he dates specifically?
Can't they just see the track record and know, you know, maybe this isn't. That's brutal.
Shout out to him. He's got a childish mentality when it comes to women, obviously. But it's
hilarious.
He's just doing what he wants. But, how dumb are you? Like, this girl, they just had their first date in May, has been much far less than a year. And she's uprooting. And apparently, he talks about this is not any doxing. He's talked about it on his podcast. She does dancing or choreographing or some shit like that. So she has her own life. Like, she's a professional. You know what I'm saying? And now she's uprooting for the great LJG. And I don't see that working out well.
No, it never does. It hardly ever does. It's usually hit you up. He's clearly reading his messages on his thing. So while Luis J. Gomez flies in his girlfriend, we're going to steal Hughesy from Ray.
Let's get old Hoogly with his. Where his best friends in America? He knows that. Are we good? Is he coming?
He knows. He knows. I wish he was coming. I don't know how to. How else we could get his attention?
We don't need him.
Fuck him. Fuck you, Hughesy. You don't want to leave a show.
They're having the same conversations in a much more boring manner over there. That's the only difference.
Right. I mean, we're talking about. We have the traffic report here. You know,
the only difference is that Ray got Shuley's YouTube login, and he's calling it a network. That's the only difference.
I don't even think he's doing this one on. I think this is like his. I think he does one show a week that goes to the Shuley Network, and then he does his other shows on here. So on the Shuley Network ones, he'll have guys you've never heard of who are comics, and then on his show, it's all about Chad.
Bizarre.
Crazy what's happening out here.
Yeah,
people.
Ray, you're a fucking real comic.
And Ray was trashing us for talking about Chad, and then we can't talk about Chad. Like, come on, Ray, what are you doing? What are you doing, Ray?
Just looking at my topics.
I'm going to tune in one more time, see if they're still talking about let's give it a look here.
You see, Judah Brennan's.
Just keep in mind, asking the question isn't an endorsement anyway.
And then Ray said, doesn't give a shit. Ray, you're doing a whole show on it. You can't just randomly say, I don't give a shit when you don't want to talk about a topic. Have a backbone, Ray. God damn it. Take a stand, Ray. We love you, Ray. Take a stand. Have a backbone. Have a point. Stop saying you don't care. You don't want to talk about it.
That would be
God
leader,
damn it.
And I'm not trying to.
You're better than this.
What's he saying now? What's he saying now? This is fantastic. This is riveting, folks. This is podcasting.
Start a fight, Ray, because you get the tears for blood.
Hoogly gets it, you see?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the truth.
Whoa, here Maybe comes the
wow, this I'm falling asleep over here. Hughes, come back, come over to the real show.
Ray's going to say, oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Right, right.
The two of you went on together.
No, I'm just kidding.
I think that would be wildly entertaining, whatever came out of it.
Watch.
That's
guaranteed.
A great idea.
Unless it was just you guys screaming at each other, but it would be interesting to hear you guys together.
Blood Shark versus Mud Shark.
Hear that, Shuli?
Good one, Hoogly.
What do you call it? I'm not opposed to doing a podcast with Chad. I don't think Chad would
of course you're
one
not.
With me. But
we'll
I
do our show, though.
I'd do one with him.
That's a nice idea.
We got to make a man out of Ray. Yeah. We got to throw his toys in the trash.
I don't think it's working.
We got to punch him.
The
we got to hit him.
Of this whole
we need to make a man out of Ray. I'm going to hit him. I'm going to take my belt off and give him a few lashing. We'll make a man out of Ray yet, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sorry. The shit was still coming through my ears. We're going to make a man out of Ray. We're going to try. I tried to do it with Kevin Dumpfuck, and we saw that where that got us.
How is he doing?
He quit the show. wouldn't send in the videos. I fired him, but he said he got a new job anyways and was going to tell me live on the air. But
sounds like a very Chad thing to say.
And then he went live immediately after the following week, so he clearly lied and didn't get the job, or I don't know what's going on with him. Come on,
maybe,
just make the three videos. That's all he had to do.
Maybe he got a job at the Shuli Network. He got somebody's YouTube blog, and that's now apparently a thing. When you just log in and go live.
Oh,
I'm on
work.
A network. Now I'm on a network.
Big network. I'm signed to the Shuli Network. I can guarantee you guys. I'm not a sellout here at Ski Mask Media. It's original. Okay. It's you know, Carlos Danger said it on Sad Chad. We were the first, and we will be the last in this game.
We'll be the last. I'll die here.
I'll die. I'll die with this mask on. You don't think I will? I'll die, dude. I got a family portrait behind me.
Listen,
you see that? Me.
Beautiful. And you can buy that at SkiMaskCollectors.com, I believe.
Yeah, get there in Apples.
Compound Media, whether you like them or hate them, is a network. Blaze TV is a network. What's Gavin's? Censored? He has a studio. He's borderline because he also does kind of Shuli stuff where people do it all remotely. But that's not a network. That is just somebody's YouTube login, and you're just using their viewers, which is nothing wrong with. And it's okay to call it a network, but let's not pretend it's like a real thing that you get signed for. Please, everyone, come back to Earth. Come back. Come a little bit out of the kayfabe of podcasting and realize.
Come down back to Earth.
Down
quit
to the
pretending like this shit matters.
Come down to with the truthsayers and the soothsayers that are Ski Mask and Jim Stansel.
Truth,
we'll
the truth starts here. The truth ends here. I mean, that's just the way it is.
That's a new T-shirt.
The big T-shirts coming out.
It's all about T-shirts, too, isn't it?
It's, dude, I got to say, man, it really is. I mean, some of the shit that's coming out, folks, I'm telling you.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
You know what that means, folks. Settle in.
Settle in, folks. We're not biased here at Ski Mask Media. We're not. Get the tea.
Noah, do you like the merch, Noah?
Wow, don't fuck with Kumi. Available right now, folks, at SkiMaskCollective.com. Fastest shipping in the game, I'm telling you right now. Ask Quadfather. All right, apparently he can stand up, Stansel says, but even if he can't stand, the shirt still got there in 2 days. Don't
Noah?
Fuck with Kumi, your shirts. Wow. Noah, your thoughts?
Noah.
Puzzles. Get them for the whole family. All right, this one features Chad. That's why it's only 220 piece. The Stansel one we can get in 550 piece.
Yes, well, a lot of our viewers may want the 200 piece, let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's available right there at SkiMaskCollective.com. I mean, all of this stuff. New T-shirt will be dropping. I was supposed to drop it Friday, but it's going to drop tomorrow. Wow. It's going to be featuring this here newspaper article from the great Akron Beacon Journal. I'll have this available on a T-shirt
Can
come
you
tomorrow.
Read this for our audio listeners?
Yes, of course I will. A 20-year-old woman in the 200 block of East Summit Street walked into her kitchen on November 26 and saw a man. He told her he was sorry, he scared her, and left. Chad A. Zumach, 24, of the 300 block of Tonkin Court, was charged on Tuesday with burglary in connection with the case. So this course will be available.
Yeah, but he got punched, and he definitely didn't.
He wasn't just standing in a random woman's kitchen.
No, he definitely didn't do that, and he definitely got punched, and definitely wasn't riding his bike drunk and ran into a stop sign, and that's how he got the black eye.
He definitely helped the lady get the groceries.
You guys keep believing it. You guys keep believing it. You know, you guys like to believe it. It's not like I've been right about every single thing ever. But yeah, sure. Chad got punched. Sure, that's what. Believe that, guys. Fucking retards. Rack them,
folks. Get there. I mean, fastest shipping in the game. Don't believe me? Just test
Great
it out
stuff,
yourself.
And it's flying off the shelves these days, by the way.
It's crazy how fast this shit's going, folks. I mean, it's literally paying my bills.
Crow tanks. It's crow weather. I'm going to put some peanuts in my pocket and feed them on my way to the gym after this.
Wow.
It's unbelievable what's happening out here, truly.
Crows. I mean, look, crows come in, crows come out. They're flying all around the truthsayers, all right? Chad won't be able to point out that there's crows surrounding him.
I'll send my crows to him.
Send the crows. Send a pack.
Send them wherever I want.
Send a pack, dude. Send a pack.
How do you think I'm getting to Atlantic City? I'm just going to be suspended from a murder of crows and all around. That's how I'll
just send a pack of crews down there to get the truth, crows to get the truth.
I might have to.
Dropped all my Patreon subs. I'm not facilitating lazy people anymore.
Love it.
Wow. Great Stu Cluster coming in. Hot.
Great Stu Cluster. And Chad, I see Stu Clusters going scorched earth. I see him in the MLC chats. I see him on the comments of whatever. Good for Stu Cluster sticking to his guns. A long time MLC. One of our first patrons of this show. A great OG, the great Stu Cluster.
Great Stu Clusters. He
reps
the merch.
To give
he
us money,
merch.
Stu. Just give us a couple bucks. You know, we're normal people like you. We're
Stu
just here
gets
to
it. He's got the merch. He's worn the merch. You know, and he goes. He says, you know, like, Kevin's gonna up his Patreon. He said, I don't want anything to do with it. Good for Stu.
That's right.
All right. Fuck. What else is going on out there?
What else? I think I got through all of my topics.
Wow, see that?
What do you
riveting.
Think of we touched on it briefly last week. Any further feelings on the Broad Topics podcast with the great KB and Uncle Reek and Mommy?
I didn't give it a listen, but I think their plugs on Twitter are pretty funny, the way that they're trying to promote this thing. And I mean, look, here's the thing. We're starting to get back in studio every other week. I mean, now's not the time to start a new Zoom radio show or whatever. Get back in person, people. This thing started during COVID and it ended there. That's just the way it is.
Just the way we do a live show every other Saturday from the great studios, the great compound of the incomparable Chuck Mangione. Yeah, we do it in person. We do it wherever we can.
Getting
and if I don't,
roots.
I usually I'll go to a bar. I'll try to do it from a bar. And listen, once we get to 1,000 YouTubers, we can do more stuff. A lot of doors open up. A lot of weird shit's
huge doors.
Happen.
We'll be doing in person shows on the road this summer. I mean, we're gonna be going. We're gonna do a hike show, beach
hike
show. It's gonna be crazy.
Beach show.
Got to do this doors. Shit. You got to do these podcasts outside. I mean, imagine going on a hiking trail and you come across us. I mean, aren't you going to want to tune in?
Oh, I've got a great idea for a man on the street. I'm going to do. We'll talk off air, but stay tuned, folks. It's going to be a lot of fun coming up. But you don't get any of it unless you get us to 1,000 YouTubers. If Corey Adams gets there first, the terrorists win. So once again, steal your
Neil
dead
wins,
grandmother's
Lenny.
Phone. Steal your lesbian sister's phone and subscribe to youtube.com/schemasmedia. Tell your estranged mother Mother's Day is coming. Get her a YouTube subscription.
That's all you have to do. And it's free.
And get her a crow tank top to go with it.
Get her a puzzle. You don't think your mom wants to put together some puzzles?
Your mom's dumb. 250 pieces is perfect for her. And she's probably got dementia. So get her a puzzle with 200 pieces.
Yeah, get her the 200 pieces.
Subscribe her to YouTube and then kick her down the basement stairs and tell somebody she had an accident, and then you get your inheritance. Not
all
that I've ever
do,
thought of
you
this.
Get you literally get money from subscribing to this show.
I promise I've never thought of that until just now. I was not have not been planning that at all.
Oh, it's okay if you were.
Well, I have to say that for legal reasons.
Oh, I know.
And again, speaking as we wrap up here, speaking of legal reasons, if you call anybody on the phone without prior consent, you should be thrown in jail.
If you don't work a minimum of 40 hours a week, stay off the fucking roads.
Jail, roads, and don't listen again with teachers. My big problem with teachers is that they act like it's a hard job and they act like it's a big deal.
Right.
If they were just like, I have friends who are teachers, and they're like, yeah, it's a sweet gig. During the summer, I do a second job, and that's it. That's it. Yeah. That's the attitude I'm looking for.
It's just a gig. It's just another
these
gig.
Fucking, these heroes, teachers who think they're heroes.
Oh, I'm a hero.
Please,
I got kids.
You're
look at my pupils. Yeah.
You're a glorified, a 16-year-old could do your job. Please. So
please.
That's all. Just be honest, folks. That's
all
fun. That's
just be honest. But be honest with yourself and be honest with the people around you.
And like I said before, if you're thinking about killing yourself, no better time to do it. It's not a sin. The Bible is a lie. And there's an overpopulation problem on Earth. We need to give the Earth back to nature and the animals
Do everyone a favor.
I was thinking about this the other day because these are the things I think about. I would gladly rid the world of all humans, meaning myself included. Wow. If somebody said that you have to die, but the humans will be wiped off the face of the earth, everything else will remain the same, I would sign that contract right now to give this planet back to where it was and take it away from the virus that are Homo sapiens.
Such a good person. Yes, we are a virus.
We're a virus. We're the problem with everything. Humans stink. I hate
toxic.
Us. I hate
the
them.
Toxicity. Oh my god, it's crazy.
Toxicity
what's happening
in our city?
Maybe I'll go on a hike and I'll just jump off a cliff. So if there's no show next Saturday, we will be live. But if we're not live, then I decided to take a plunge.
I'll
guess what? Polar plunge next winter or what? What's going on?
What's that?
You heard me. It's too late now. It's nice and warm. Wow. It's almost April. It's crazy what's going on out here with the
Lost
Pets.
Maybe we'll, you are right. I did not do the polar plunge. Maybe we'll,
I would have got called.
You know what? This is what we'll do. And we have plenty of time to think about it. we'll do something in AC to, compensate for me not doing the polar plunge. You could choose it. Maybe it's, I don't know, skinny dipping in the ocean, or, you could fill up, the jacuzzi with ice. Whatever, we got time to think about it. I will. I'm a man of my word, and I did not do the polar plunge for I forget what. What was the reason I had to do that?
Cowboys versus the Buccaneers.
God damn it. Yes.
In the playoffs.
So, yes, well, I'll make amends in AC. How about that?
I'm
going to
send you into
it.
The hood. You can go you into can the hood of
okay.
AC and yell the N-word.
Well, we'll discuss it. Maybe. Maybe.
You're already thinking twice. I would never do that to you.
I don't care.
No, I think.
Give it all.
Most likely, I'm just gonna wait around until next year.
Oh wow!
I like bets cut clean and dry.
Well, hopefully, you kill yourself, and then I don't have to, like you said.
Exactly.
Bring it all around.
No one will notice. Yeah, I like that. Interview with some hookers in your underwear in the street. Yeah, that'll probably happen anyways, Stu Buster.
Yeah,
I mean, that probably
street.
Will happen all, you know, with or without bets included. It's going
to
happen.
I love doing Man on the Street. Again, that's my biggest thing I'm looking forward to when we get to 1,000 is we can go live direct on there.
Live direct, people. It's going to be fun. I think we could do that now anyways, but we'll talk about that later. Big money. SkiMaskCollective.com for the best merch in the game. Sad Chat every Thursday, 6 p.m. We'll be back live next, what, Saturday in person?
Probably Saturday in person because we're a real show.
Real show in person. What else you got? Anything else? Anything else?
No, that was good. That was a good Lord. We covered a lot. I got angry. We spoke deep truths. Please.
The biggest in the game.
All sides of everything going on in the MLC and greater podcast world has to. Should hear what was said here today, perhaps submit it to the Library of Congress or what have you, because there were some great truths told today on episode.
Get your local senators to subscribe.
Call your local senator. Tell them to mask up. Everybody mask up. We're all in this together. What else? Jews did 9/11. Oh, we can't say that.
Oh, yeah.
thermite, jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Oh, my God. Bring that's crazy. The frogs are gay. Fluoride in the water.
Black lives matter. All lives matter.
All lives.
Coexist.
Kill yourself. Anyways,
teachers are heroes. Ukraine. Rape.
Guess who your dad is? Guess who your dad is? It's me. Bye.